Resurrection Resources. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 145. And today, I actually have a request. I'd like you to help me with something, if you possibly could. And the reason is that I've been asked by Tim, a friend of mine, to put together a study on the resurrection that someone could teach a non-Christian, someone who wasn't a believer or wasn't confident of the resurrection, that anybody who was a Christian could bring out this study and go through it with their friend to help them have confidence in the resurrection. Now, you and I know how important the resurrection is. As Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. And we also know that the resurrection is vital to our new life. If Christ wasn't raised, he doesn't have a new life, and he can't give us new life. In Romans 6, verse 4, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. So he lives a new life. We live this new life because of the resurrection. By the way, sorry about my voice. Got a sore throat. Anyway, so what I'm looking for is to put together a handy, short study that any Christian could do with a friend. By short, I mean something that could be done in between 20 and 40 minutes. Points, scriptures, illustrations. Now, I know there's no shortage of material already out there. I myself have taught on this, and I have lessons that I've done before. I've got plenty of books on my bookshelves, both physical behind me and virtual in a sense of digital. I've got books by Josh McDowell, like The Resurrection Factor, and other material by him. I've got a book that helped me a lot when I was first coming to the faith, called The Easter Enigma by John Wenham. These are all good. I got lots of material. I'm not short of material. What I'm asking for is for you to send me or point me towards material that you have used that you have found effective. So not just theoretical ideas or somebody else's thoughts that they could be useful, but something you've used or seen used that's made a difference to someone actually coming to believe in the resurrection, or going from a place of kind of believing it to being confident in it. That'd be really useful. Material you've used with children, with teenagers, with university students, with people later in life. Doesn't matter. But what have you found? What have you used? I'd really value that. Material that's been used and been found effective. And we'll put this study together and make it part of the booklet for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ, where Tim is and where I help. And we'll put that in the in-season and out-of-season booklet that is the effective, for some of you that might know, Guard the Gospel or First Principles. It's a version of that. So we'll put this resurrection study in there. But please send me some ideas, point me to some resources, and I'd be very grateful. And then when I've put it together, I'll share it with everybody, and you can give me some feedback. Is that a deal? I hope that'll work. Thanks very much. By the way, if you could leave your comments publicly, that would be great, because we learn best when we learn in community. And if you know somebody else who might be able to help, please pass the link on. And if you don't mind leaving a review, whether online or on a podcast site, that would be tremendous, because the more reviews we get, the more other people will notice these recordings and pick them up. So until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.